So, dear brothers and sisters, welcome to the Victorious Life webinar. And as you know, this is our second key to walking in victory. But what we're going to do in these next three evenings is today's teaching will be on how to walk in authority. Second day tomorrow will be speak your way to victory. And the last day will be how to renew our minds. So today, in this session, how to walk in authority, we're going to see two things. Why to exercise or how to exercise God-given authority and how to command in the name of Jesus Christ. They are so critical truths, beautiful two truths. If you want to walk in victory for the rest of your life. You see, when I say this, you know, what I'm saying is we are running these webinars now for 5 years. 5 years. I want to tell you, we have tested and tried the two truths. What are they? The two keys to victory. What are they? One is about the gift of tongues for the previous webinar that you all, most of you attended. And the second one is how to command in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you learn these two keys, I can almost guarantee you, you will walk in victory. You will learn to take control of situations in your life. You will not let situations take control of your life. And if you know the two keys, you will get peace in your life. You will not panic. There'll be no stress and there'll be no fear because you have learned the two keys and the two truths to walk in victory. And once you do this, once you learn it and apply it and practice it in your life, that's it. You'll go to a new level in your walk with God. Amen. You'll go to a new level in your walk with God. And one lady so beautifully once wrote, you know, she said, you know, earlier she used to panic over so many situations in her life. But now after the webinar, peace has come into her heart, she says, because I know I can take a control of every situation in my life. That itself has brought peace. Therefore, I can sleep so well at night, she said. Amen. Praise God. And that is the key. That is the key. The key is God has given us this, to pray in tongues constantly, not enough to pray 5-10 minutes. We don't recommend you pray in tongues for 5-10 minutes, to pray in tongues for long hours. And if you learn to command in the name of Jesus Christ, you will surely get victory. So in this teaching, we're talking about how to command in the name of Jesus, how to walk in authority. God has given us authority. Oh, amazing. We are not using it. You see, unfortunately, we don't use the authority God has given us. How sad, isn't it? We want to use this. God has given us. So let us look at some important scriptures. We have been given power and authority by Jesus. In Luke 9, chapter 1 and 2, it says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Here is it. In Luke 9, when Jesus called the 12 disciples, he gave them power and authority. Very important. You see, this power and authority means the power to rule, to have dominion. That's what authority means. Jesus delegated the authority he had received from the Father to the disciples. And he gave them this authority to do what? And power to do what? To drive out all demons. Look at that. To drive out all demons, to cast out all demons, to resist any power of evil, to cure diseases. Wow, amazing. To the disciples, he delegated this authority saying, you can cure all diseases. And then he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God. He also confirmed with them and gave them this gift and the ability to teach the word of God, to preach the word of God, so that the word of God, they can preach the kingdom of God. The word of God must reach every nook and corner of this world. Jesus said, go. Yeah, Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Go and preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. That is the power and authority Jesus gave the disciples, and to heal the sick. To heal the sick. This power and this authority that Jesus himself had, he delegates to the disciples, the 12 disciples, to heal everyone. This same authority and this same power has been delegated from the disciples to the church. We are the church. We are also the people of God. So every one of us on this webinar have been given power and authority. Amen. Power and authority. By who? Jesus himself. It's coming from the early church to us, from the forefathers to us, from the apostles to us. He has given us this power and authority, has been extended to you and to me. Amen. And now look at what happens in Luke. In Luke 10 verse 19, see what it says. Behold, second time. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now Jesus is telling again the disciples, I give you this power to do what? To tread. What is tread? Crush serpents and scorpions. You see, in the Bible, the serpents and scorpions denote the enemy, the power of wickedness, evil power, satanic power. Jesus is telling the disciples, I give you this power to tread, to crush serpents and scorpions. You see, and over all the power of the enemy. No, you see, the enemy, apart from Satan, nobody can do anything to us. Amen. And over all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. How important the scripture is for us today in the times when we are living. That God has given us power. God has given us authority. He has given us power over all the enemy. You see that? All the enemy. And he says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing can touch your body. Amen. You have to live like that. You have to believe. No sickness can dwell in my body because my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Nothing can touch you. I was sharing in the last webinar, you know, I was once in Bangladesh, Dhaka, and I was preaching this retreat. 2,000 to 3,000 people. And after I preached the retreat, a man came to me and he told me this, out of concern. He told me this, you know, be careful what you eat, be careful what you drink. We have dengue here. Dengue is something that is caused by mosquitoes. Be very, very careful. You know, immediately I told the man, nothing will touch my body. Nothing will touch my body. The reason I told him this is because I didn't want to let fear grip my heart. Immediately I told this man, you know, nothing will touch my body. And you know, brothers and sisters, this is how you live. If you fear that everything is going to touch your body, then it will touch you. But if you live in this power and in authority and believe that nothing shall by any means hurt you, touch you, pain you, nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to you. And we'll learn more about this, how to say the right thing in tomorrow's teaching. So the word crush, you see, the word tread is crush. You see, Romans 16 verse 20 says, you know, and the God of peace will crush Satan underneath your feet. The God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. Don't get too worried. We will be victorious. Amen. We will be victorious. Just now, a friend from Malaysia wrote to me. He said, will this situation ever get over? I said, of course. To those who believe, it will be over. We have to stand firm, rooted in the faith, believing that God will crush Satan underneath our feet. It's given us that power. It's so important for us to live like that. Nothing can touch you, okay? So why did God create us? Very important question. Why did he make us? Let's look at this beautiful scripture, the purpose for which he made us. You see, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 says, then God said, Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. And God created man in his image and likeness for two reasons. What are the two reasons? They are the two truths. One is stewardship. God created everything and gave it to man. And now he tells man, you manage it. Be a good steward of it. You see, our responsibility is to be a good steward of all that God has given us. Everything, resources, money, time, our family, our talents, our ability. You see, we are called to be good stewards of all God has given us. God did everything and gave it to man. The second truth is dominion. And what we are going to look at today is this truth called dominion. God gave man dominion. Look at this. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over. You see, God made you and me to rule over everything. Amen. Praise God. What is rule? Dominion. And to rule over what? The fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, over the livestock, over all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. No fear for us. Why? We are superior. We are superior to the creation. God has made man and woman superior to the creation. So therefore, the creation will obey man and woman. Amen. The creation will obey us. We don't have to obey the creation. We don't let the creation rule over us. No. God made you and me in his image and likeness to rule, to have dominion. Amen. 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 Wow. What truth? This is the truth that we should carry in our lives. So critical. So critical. You see, you know, in Mark 16, verse 18, Jesus said, you can pick up a snake, it cannot harm you. And for many, many years, I never understood this scripture. I was wondering, how is this possible? That you can pick up a snake and it cannot harm you. And now, everything is coming back to me. Now I know why Jesus said this. Jesus said this because he was connecting why God created us and why God made us. You see, God, when he created and made us, he gave us this ability to rule and have dominion. And so Jesus is saying, no snake, nothing can harm you. Scorpions cannot harm you. No snakes can harm you. Nothing shall by any means harm you. Amen. Why? Because you are above everything. Dominion, nice word. Dominion, you dominate, you control. Beautiful word. So we have dominion two ways. One is through commanding in the name of Jesus. That's what our topic is. And tomorrow's topic is through the spoken word. Yeah, how to speak your way to victory is tomorrow's teaching. But, you know, I don't know if you know how they train a tiger. Not the tiger at home. If you ask a trainer, how do you train a tiger? You know what he will tell you? By my speech, by my word. So our speech, our tongue is very powerful. And that's the teaching that is going to come tomorrow. Very, very important teaching for us. But today, you see, today, unfortunately, everything else has dominion over man, including a virus, right? Why? That is because of sin. This disobedience of man, the rejection of God, the independence of man. Man thought is greater than even God. And so because of this disobedience, because of sin, today everything got reversed. Creation has control over man. Man is becoming a slave to creation. But God didn't make us like that. Sin makes us like that. Sin. But that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is this. Then came Jesus Christ, our only Savior. Only Savior. He died on the cross. He reconciled man back to the Father. And because of Jesus, whose death on the cross, you and I have access to the Father. Amen. And when because we have access to the Father now, and Jesus died on the cross, Genesis 1:26 works for all of us who believe in the name of Jesus Christ. It's come back to us through Jesus. Amen. Through Jesus. That is the power we have. That is the power and authority that God has given us. So what is commanding? What is commanding? Beautiful. Commanding means to direct with specific authority, to speak with authority. That means commanding authority. A captain commanded his men to attack, right? Army. The army will not do anything until they get a specific command from the captain. Yeah, the word commanding means to exercise authority or control or to master over a situation. You see, even Satan understood the word command. In Luke 4 verse 3, this is the tempted when Jesus went into the wilderness and he was tempted, right? The devil said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Look at that. Because the devil knew if Jesus commanded the stones to become bread, it will become bread. He knew the power of the word command. Who? Devil. So how to walk in victory for the rest of our lives? As I said, two keys. One is to pray in tongues continually, which was last week. Many, many of you people who are here today went through that last week. And I hope and pray you are praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. And I know many of you have been writing. Your feedback is brilliant. And you've got the gift of tongues. Practice it. Practice that praying consciously. Someone wrote to us from Australia recently. I put that testimony on Facebook. You know, she said, for the first time in 54 years, I prayed for 1 hour in tongues. Amen. Praise God. She said it was effortless. Earlier, she couldn't even pray for 2-3 minutes. She used to get tired. But now she's saying, I can pray in tongues for 1 hour. And the time just flew by. You know, it refreshed me. So, brothers and sisters, what an amazing gift we neglected. We have neglected it. We don't pray in tongues. We do all kinds of other things. I'm not against any kind of prayer. I'm not against any kind of prayer. You can pray the way you want. That brings power into your life and enables you to walk in victory. However you want. But what I'm teaching here is you must pray in tongues. Pray continuously for a few hours a day. Learn to pray. And the talk has already been given. We went through that webinar. If there are any people here who have not heard it, please go to our YouTube channel. Go to our YouTube channel, Three Teachings, you know, the power of praying in tongues, the use and benefits of tongues, and the type of tongues. Listen to it. Make notes. Practice it. Understand it. Open your Bible. A lot of quotations are there. Open your Bible. Study. Get convinced. Get convinced. It is a charism of the Holy Spirit. Gateway to all other charism. And after you listen to it, subscribe to the channel, share it. Share it. Let the word of God travel. Media can take the word of God to the ends of the earth. And yesterday, one person, a friend of mine, called me from Canada. And he told me, you know, Colin, I heard another guy speak in tongues. Teach on tongues, he said. I said, hallelujah. I was so excited that now more people are beginning to preach about the gift of tongues. Hallelujah. The more, the better. The more, the better. Now you should start preaching on tongues. That's why you attend the webinar. Tell people one-to-one. Send the videos to your friends and your contacts. That's how you spread the word of God. And how to walk in victory. The second key that we are listening now here is commanding in the name of Jesus. Exercising God-given authority. You can only command when you have authority. Otherwise, nobody will listen to you. Nobody will listen to you. The evil spirit will not listen to you. Your body will not listen to you. Your sickness will not listen to you. You can only command when you realize you already have authority. authority that has been given to us by Jesus, the apostles, by the church. God exercise it, the God-given authority, and we must learn to declare and confess the word of God. And you know, this is again, which many Catholics, unfortunately, are very, very poor scripture. Scripture is the power of God. Scripture is the power of God. And the more scripture you learn, so important. Declare the word of God, confess the word of God. And you know, brothers and sisters, you can, we will send the links. Yeah, we will send the links to you. You can go to my website, and there is something called Confessions to Victory, 35 scriptures in 6 languages. You can easily download it on your phone. I have it on my phone. At least 2 or 3 or 4 times a week, I declare those scriptures over my life, over my family. I declare it. You see, the word of God that is spoken will not return to God empty and void. Amen. Amen. So how does faith come? Declare the word of God. Decree the word of God. Confess the word of God. Proclaim the word of God. That's how faith comes. That's how you get more and more authority. That's important, yeah? Okay. So if you want, as I said, you know, if you want to live the victorious life, speak God's word to situations and struggles, very important. But you must, that's why it's so important to know the word of God, to understand authority, how to command in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I still remember this story of, I used to take my son, okay? I used to take my son for physiotherapy. And it was a little far off from my house, so I had to wait for him to finish. And every other day, I took him there. Sometimes Priya takes him, sometimes I take him. So when I take him there, there's another man. He comes with his son who suffers from autism. And sometimes we meet, we have a cup of tea, and he's a non-Christian guy, and we start to chat. And every time he spoke to me, he only told me one thing. He used to tell me this, "Sir, my boss is horrible. My colleagues don't like me. I've not got a promotion in 9 years. I'm doing the same job for the last 11 years. Every time we have tea, he tells me this story. One day the Holy Spirit told me, tell him the truth. So one day I told him, listen, Kedar, you must change your speech. You see, you must speak God's word. Your speech, which is going to come tomorrow, but I'm just sharing this beautiful incident. He sat up, sir, what should I do? I said, you know, declare positive things. Say my boss will be the best boss in the world. My colleagues will love me. I will like my job. I will prosper in my job. I have the spirit of excellence. Not Christian guy. So I told him this. Say this. Everybody will love me at my work. I'll be excellent at my work. And 2 days later, I dropped my son again at the physiotherapy. I'm sitting in my car reading something. And this guy saw me. I didn't see him. And he walked across me. He was totally different man. He had shaved. He was upright in his posture, well-dressed. You see, when you're negative, it affects your posture, right? That self-worth, you know, diminishes. And then he saw me in the car and he came running to me and said, sir, the last 2 days have been the best days in my life. Wow. I said, what did you do? He said, I just did what you told me to do. I've been talking positively. I told my wife also, sir, he said. I said, fantastic. That will get you victory. Things will change in your life. Change your speech. I told him, it will transform your life and change every situation in your life. And 1.5 year later, he met my wife, Priya, in a shopping supermarket. He asked her, where is sir? I think he must be traveling because he knows now I'm a missionary. I travel. Please tell sir, he told my wife, please tell sir, now it is 1.5 year, my life has completely changed. I speak positively. Amen. How important, right? You know why many retreats don't have its impact? We go there, sit there, receive the word of God, get healing, get words of knowledge, come out of the retreat center, we speak negatively. We undo everything that God has done for us. So be very careful of your speech. Tomorrow is a very good talk too. So here is Mark. In Mark 9, 16 to 25, I'm not going to the entire passage. You can read it. Here is a boy with an evil spirit. Yeah, he is brought to the disciples. Disciples couldn't do much with him. But look at this. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of his speech." He was possessed by a spirit and it robbed him of his speech. Now see how Jesus reacts. And when Jesus saw the crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, see what he says, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him, never enter him again." And that evil spirit left him. See the word Jesus uses, "I command you." What does we mean with authority? Authority, he said, "I command you." What did he command? The mute and deaf spirit. You see that? Jesus immediately realized his problem of muteness and deafness was caused by an evil spirit. You see that? Some people don't even believe in, you know, in the devil, evil spirit. They don't believe. They'll say, "Oh, that is nonsense." Yeah. If they read the gospel, that's the problem. Maybe they don't read much of the gospels. That's why. If you read the gospel, look at Jesus. He commanded the evil spirit, the mute spirit, the deaf spirit, and he began to speak. He didn't just pray for him and say, you know, he didn't only focus on the evil spirit, say, "Evil spirit, go out of him." No, immediately he knew discernment, prudence, virtue, right? It's a virtue for us, no? Prudence, ability. When you live a life with the Holy Spirit will give you insight. Say, pray like this. Amen. Pray like this. Quote this scripture, say this scripture. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. Living in the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing the word of God, so that the Holy Spirit can bring the right scripture at the right time. And Jesus delivered this boy. "I command you." Look at another instance in the life of St. Paul. Beautiful instance. Acts chapter 16, 16 to 18. "Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling." So here is St. Paul going to a place of prayer, with his other disciples, and they were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future, the spirit of divination. By the spirit of divination, you can predict the future, fortune telling, Ouija boards, what the star foretells. Yeah, you can predict the future. That's why it's so highly dangerous. And as a Catholic and as a Christian, we cannot get into it. We are opening our lives to the evil one. Yeah, we open our lives to the evil one, and then it's such a nuisance. So difficult. "She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling." Now see what happened. "She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved.'" See, what she's telling is absolutely right. She's telling everybody around them, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." Absolutely right. Now see Paul's reaction to her. Verse 18. "She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit in her, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.' At that moment, the spirit left her." How beautifully Saint Paul dealt with the situation. He was so annoyed because every day this lady was saying this. See what he did. "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." See how he's addressing, how he prayed. Very important for us. "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the spirit to come out of her." It left her. So, how should we pray? This way. Command situations in your life. "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the spirit of infirmity, leave my body right now. I command the spirit of sickness, leave my body right now. Leave it. I command my headache to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ." Command in the name of Jesus. Not only for your body. It is not only about sickness. Situations. And I'm going to share some situations also. How when you come out in the name of Jesus, everything will obey you. Amen. Everything will obey you. So here it sorry. Here it is, how to command. Keep this in your mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command. Yeah, very, very important. Acts 16, Paul commanded an evil spirit to go. We saw that. You see, you can command situations. You can command even circumstances. You know, I travel a lot and I use commanding in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus. Things change. Things change. Just amazing. You know, because of the lack of time in this webinar, you know, I can't share too many stories, unbelievable stories. The weather will listen to you. Amen. The weather will listen to you. Just amazing. Look at this situation. I'm going to show this video, but that's why, you know, this is the story of Alan and Hazel in Goa, how they commanded the rain to stop. And we will show you that video after this teaching. But let me go to the person in UK. You know, I was in London preaching a retreat at a retreat center in UK. And there were 120 people there. It was a Pentecost retreat. A retreat heading to Pentecost. 3 full days, 120 people stay in retreat. So I did my part. There were 2 other priests with me. We preached the entire retreat, and I preached on the Holy Spirit. And I preached on the gift of tongues. I preached on how to command in the name of Jesus. And everybody was stunned. I said, everyone can speak in tongues. I said, everybody. And I prayed for them. Everybody prayed in tongues. Most of them prayed in tongues. But there was a girl there. She picked up this commanding, how to command in the name of Jesus. And when the retreat got over and when she went home, she called a father in Goa. A father is an alcoholic. So she called her father and told her father, Daddy, I want to pray for you. The father, you know, was already full, I think. He said, sure, no problem. Okay. And so she commanded the spirit of alcoholism to leave him. And she prayed for him on the phone in tongues. Then she writes to me. I came back to India. She writes to me and tells me, brother, now it is 15 days. My father has not touched alcohol. Amen. Hallelujah. Amazing, right? And 1 year later, she writes and tells me, brother, it's 1 year that you came to the UK now. I want to tell you that my father, 1 year, has not touched alcohol. Praise God. She commanded. Come on. So even addictions, habits can be caused by certain spirits. Command it in the name of Jesus to leave you. The addiction, the spirit of pornography, the spirit of lust, the spirit of sexual sins, the spirit of, you know, mammon, you know, whatever it is, command it to leave. It will go in the name of Jesus. The spirit of drugs or the spirit of smoke, alcohol and tobacco, you command it in the name of Jesus. It will leave you immediately. Amen. You'll see the power because you are commanding in the name of Jesus Christ. To which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, He is Lord. Amen. Amen. I remember, you know, some years back, I forgot, I was in Mumbai and I was preaching to all the charismatic leaders, 200 in Dadar Salvation Church. It was raining heavily. 2 days, Saturday, Sunday, it poured. In Bombay, if it rains, bless you. My flight was on Monday morning. But on Sunday, I told all the leaders there, when I fly out of Mumbai, the rain will stop. Because how did I tell them? I knew if I command, the rain will stop. And they looked at me. That is a 2 days retreat for the leaders. I made them pray in tongues. Some of the leaders came and told me, we never prayed so much in tongues in our life. Look at that. Every session, I made them stand and pray in tongues. Power will come. So Monday morning, I went to the airport. Still raining. Heavy rain. I went to the airport and, you know, flights are getting cancelled, etc. But I went to one corner and I commanded the rain to stop. In the name of Jesus Christ, you see that? I commanded the name, I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this rain to stop, the sun to come out, the tarmac to become dry. I will fly out to Bangalore. Brothers and sisters, in 30 minutes, the weather changed. Amen. Praise God. When you pray in the name of Jesus, tongues, weather can change. Sun came out, the tarmac became dry. My flight took off to Bangalore. Amen. Hallelujah. I landed in Bangalore. I came back. You know, I went came back home the next day. That is Tuesday morning. It rained so heavily in Mumbai. All flights canceled. If you learn the command, you can change situations in your life. I remember a few webinars, you know, one of the webinars, I forgot, maybe October, I think. There were two ladies were from Mumbai on the webinar, on this webinar, How to Walk in Victory. And that is the time it was raining in Mumbai, floods. And they were in this webinar. First day of the webinar, the rain water came into their houses, flooded. The second day of the webinar, they shared their testimony online. They told us, the second day we learned how to command in the name of Jesus. We commanded the rainwater will not come into our house. And they told us, brothers and sisters, we commanded in the name of Jesus, rain not to come to our house. Everywhere it was flooded except our two houses. Amen. Exercise God-given authority. You know, whatever it is, it may be a sickness, conditions. Yeah, learn to take authority. Don't go into this situation and say, oh, this is hereditary. No, there is no hereditary sickness. Don't accept it, reject it, kill it, destroy it. You know, I used to not eat ice cream. I was like anybody else. I used to not eat ice cream. Whenever I traveled out of, you know, traveled to preach retreats, I didn't eat ice cream. With a fear, it will affect my throat. I was in Sri Lanka, Colombo, preaching a leader's retreat there. It was a long retreat. And one evening, I was walking on the streets with two of my friends. And they told me, that's a good ice cream. You'll get the best ice cream in Colombo here, they said. And immediately, this thought came to me. I have another 3 more days to go. But the Holy Spirit, you see, when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit speaks to you clearly. You will hear the voice of God. Holy Spirit told me, just command. Don't give in to fear. I command it silently in the name of Jesus Christ. Ice cream will never, never affect my throat anymore. That evening, I had a double scoop. And believe me, now I have ice cream wherever I go, wherever I preach. It has never affected my throat and it will never finish. Close, kill it. So don't get in the system. This is hereditary. This is cooling. This is heat. Especially in India, we have all these issues. No, don't eat this. Don't eat that. No, no, no. Don't get into that. Hey, God has given you dominion to rule over everything. And even diseases, no, illnesses, reject it. Oh, you know, brother, some people say this is in our family, brother. This is high blood pressure, heart attack. No, stop it. Learn how to command and stop it. It will never go to the next generation. It will save you and the next generation. Don't keep on saying what to do. This is hereditary. There is nothing like that. Jesus came for you. He died for you that you may live in victory all your life. Jesus came for freedom. Amen. For freedom. So don't give it all this nonsense. Negative emotions, you know, bondages, addictions, as I said, you know. Oh, I remember, I must share this amazing story. You know, I had high blood pressure. High blood pressure. I was on medication for years. Every morning I had to take a tablet. But when I came to understand this teaching on commanding, you see, only 5 years back, even I know this teaching on commanding. Priya and myself heard it, you know, practiced it and found results. Same thing with the gift of tongues. We had the gift of tongues all our lives. 44 years now. Gift of tongues I had. I prayed a little bit, but never prayed for continuous hours. Never prayed for long hours. You see that? We didn't tell our people. We got the gift of tongues and used it for 2-3 minutes. Yeah, 2-3 minutes. 30 seconds. 30 seconds we pray. No power. We got this teaching. We practiced it. Ah, that is it. Apply the word of God. You are hearing these two keys. Apply it. We applied it. I'm telling you, we saw amazing results in our lives, in our family, in our preaching, in our ministry. Amazing. And now we are teaching you. Why? We practiced it. And once I came to know this teaching on commanding, one day I got up from my bed and I commanded my blood pressure. Simple prayer. You don't have to have a long prayer. There is no formula. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my blood pressure to become normal. And I prayed in tongues. Maybe for 1 minute I prayed in tongues. Brothers and sisters, miracle. In 24 hours, my blood pressure became normal. Of course, I went to the doctor, checked it out. Absolutely normal. Now it is 4 years. 4 years, I have not taken a single tablet for my blood pressure. Amen. Completely, totally healed in the name of Jesus. Command situations in your life. Don't accept them. Don't think, oh, this is how it is for me. I have to live with this. No, you don't have to live with it. Change your mind. Renew your mind. Don't live with these things. Matthew 17, verse 20. Jesus told his disciples, because you have so little faith. See, that's the problem. Because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there. It will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Amen. You see that? The disciples are asking Jesus, why we couldn't do this? They brought a boy with possessed. They couldn't heal him. Jesus says, because of your little faith. In fact, another version says, because of your unbelief. Unbelief is the greatest sin. Unbelief. What is unbelief? Not believing in the existence of God in spite of evidence. Unbelief. The greatest sin. Jesus couldn't do much in his own town of Nazareth. Why? Because of the sin of unbelief. And then he tells them, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, small as a mustard seed. I'm sure we all seen a mustard seed. The other day I put a mustard seed on my palm. I couldn't see it. So small it is, right? Now see what Jesus is saying. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed. And how does the mustard seed grow in your life? How does the mustard seed faith grow in your life? Two ways. Through the word of God, Romans 10 verse 17, and through praying in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. It is not, I feel there are two ways. Praying in tongues and the word of God. It's like a double edge. You will grow faster and faith will grow faster. You'll get this supernatural faith. Amen. The charism of faith you'll get. That is given in 1 Corinthians 12, 8 to 10. And then he says, you can say to this mountain. Ah, I like this word. Look what it says. Say. What does it mean? Speak. You must speak it out. Don't keep it in your mind. Speak out the word of God. You know, when you download the scriptures, you know, into your phone, don't read it silently. It won't bring much value to you. Declare it. Decree it. So I open my phone in the mornings and I say, I declare the word of God. No weapon fashioned against me will prosper. If God is for us, who can be against us? I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. See, you declare the word of God. Speak it loud, potent, loudly. And Jesus saying, say, speak to one, to this mountain. What is your mountain? Is it illness? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it panic? Is it financial problems, marriage problems, children problems? Speak to the mountain. Say to the mountain, move from here to there. It will move. It will move. And then Jesus says something amazing. See what he says here. Nothing will be impossible for you. If you do what Jesus tells you to do by speaking to the mountain, nothing will be impossible for you. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the golden words of Jesus. No? Speak. So learn to speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Today itself, practice it. Whatever the situation, I'm getting amazing stories, you know. I'm getting amazing stories of people speaking, you know, to their mobile phones, it's getting well, to the refrigerator, to the washing machine. Amen. Amazing. Speak to it. Speak to the problem. Don't take the problem to God. That's the mistake we do. We take the problem to God. You see, God will not do, listen to me, God will not do what he has already told you to do. God will not do. What is God telling? Speak to the mountain. If you take the mountain to God, God will say, sorry, do what I tell you. In my word, I told you, do it. That's why people don't get breakthrough. That's why all the time they are bringing their problems to God. Let us bring our problems to God. Let us surrender our problems to God. No, no, no. That's not the way. Speak to it. It will move. Amen. Amen. Speak to the problem. It's just amazing. And don't you take the problem to God. Amazing stories, you know. I was in Delhi once and preaching a retreat, and this man, Swaminath, right in front, he was suffering from a frozen shoulder. Next day, he had to go for an MRI scan, and he heard the story. He heard the preaching. See, when you hear the word of God, do it. Practice it. When he heard how to command in the name of Jesus, stuff is still going on. He put his hand, left hand on his right hand, and he commanded his right hand, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my right hand to function normally. His hand went up. During the tea break, he came running to me. He said, brother, I did it. It worked. Of course. Wait, what happened? I had a frozen shoulder. Painful. Look at it. He said, amen. Hallelujah. All our illnesses, all our problems will go. You don't need too many people to pray for you. I'm not against people praying for you. But what I'm trying to say is you don't need it. You can pray for yourself. Command it in the name of Jesus. Sickness, illness, it will leave you. In fact, if you learn to command, if you learn to confess the word of God, let me tell you, it will bring inner healing to you. Inner healing to you. You have to learn to command. It's gone. That's how it is. I remember this lady, you know, Preeti Louise from Mumbai, but now in Uzbekistan, she's working. She came on the webinar. Victorious life. And I gave some time. I'll give you also some time. I said, if you have any pain in your body, any discomfort in your body, place your hand there wherever you need healing. If it is your eyes, put your hands on your eyes and command right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my eyesight to become normal. 20/20 vision. So I gave them the time. In this lady, she had a lower back problem for 14 years because of a cesarean that she had. Every month she told me, she had to take three painkillers. And she prayed that day on the webinar and she got instantly healed. Amen. Her testimony is on our YouTube channel. Please go. Listen to it. Share with people. Bring hope. Bring hope to people. So now, before I go move on, you know, command your body to obey you. Just 30 seconds. Close your eyes wherever you are. Place your hand on your body wherever you need healing. Wherever you need healing. And command it in the name of Jesus. Command it. In the name of Jesus, I command my back pain to disappear. I bind that spirit of infirmity, the spirit of sickness. Get out of my life. Command your body to be healed. It will get healed instantly. Because you're speaking in the name of Jesus, commanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, so we'll skip this. 100 examples I have. 100. Unbelievable breakthroughs. Unbelievable. Yeah, Melissa. Once she wrote to me on WhatsApp, can you help me, please? Brother, can you help me? What's the problem? I asked her. She said, you know, I gave 40,000 rupees to my friend. It's 4 years now. She has not returned it. I'm trying to reach her. She is not even reachable. She has disappeared. I want my money. I'm desperate. I want money now. What must I do? She asked me, what must I do? Now came the problem. What must I do? I wrote a simple message on WhatsApp. I told, command in the name of Jesus. Command it. Command, your money will come back to you. It's your money. So I wrote a small message on WhatsApp and I told her to do this. You pray like this for 10, 15 days, I said. In 10 days' time, she wrote back to me. Miracle happened. She just prayed. This girl in Mumbai took a flight, went to Goa, went to her house, returned 40,000 rupees and flew back to Mumbai. Amen. Breakthrough. Financial breakthrough. And there was a lady, you know, like any one of y'all sitting on the webinar heard the story. She also did the same thing. Somebody owed her money. She said, I commanded in the name of Jesus. Next day, that man deposited money, 50% of the money into her bank account. Hallelujah. Get through. You know, that's how it is. I travel extensively, brothers and sisters. I travel extensively. You know, I travel, of course, now it's pandemic, but otherwise in normal, I travel at least 200 days a year. I take more than 100 flights a year. I'm a traveling evangelist. I travel. But now since we are locked down, praise God, we have found new ways to bring the gospel. I never did anything online, you know, for years. But see how the media is. People are connecting globally. There are people from across the world sitting on this webinar. Some are getting up very early in the morning. For some, it's very late in the night. Eager. Hungry for the word of God. That's how it is. And then God will touch them. So I used to travel. Now, you know, as you get tired, of course, when you travel, you'll get tired. You come back home and you're, you know, half dead. But now, you know, brothers and sisters, last 5 years, I don't get tired at all. Amen. Glory to God. I don't get tired. I can preach and I can preach. You know why? Because I pray in tongues too a lot. You see, he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself, builds himself. So there is a discharge and a recharge taking place simultaneously. Amen. I don't feel tired. I remember our washing machine, let me tell you, in things like this, you know, our washing machine was not working. Now, you know, we tried everything. We called the mechanic, etc., etc. Nothing worked. 2 months, no washing machine. And no washing machine, so hard to survive nowadays. And one day, I told Priya, let's pray on the washing machine. So I went, we both went, laid our hands on the washing machine, and we commanded the washing machine to work. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command this washing machine to work and put on the button. It worked. Hallelujah. Working very, very well now. No mechanics has come to service it after that. It's working so well. And I shared this story when we had some physical meetings. There were so many people who heard this story of the washing machine. They went home. This is in Bangalore. They went home. Their washing machine also was not working. They also laid hands on their washing machine, commanded the washing machine to work, and it worked. Hallelujah. Now all washing machines in Bangalore are working. Amen. I know people have written to me saying, you know, the refrigerator stopped working. They commanded it to work. It worked. Amen. You see, there is power in the name of Jesus. We have missed it out. Commanding is so powerful. You speak with authority. I remember Thomas, my good friend of mine. One day he wrote to me, you know, I think I was still transiting Mumbai. He wrote to me and said, you know, my sugar levels are very high. Doctors put me on medication. He told me, do this, do that, do this. I told Thomas, don't worry. I will send you the word of God, scriptures, certified scriptures. Go to my website. Please download it. It will save your life. The word of God will save your life. I told him, put it on your phone and declare it, confess it daily morning. Take it as a vitamin every day. And he started doing that. In 10 days, after 10 days, he went to a second checkup. The doctor told him, your sugar level is perfect. It is normal. He took him off all medication. He wrote to me, rather a miracle. It is miracle. The word of God brings healing. Wisdom, chapter 16, verse 12 says, it is not herbs, it is not ointments that brings healing to the body. It is the word of God that brings healing. Amen. He was so excited. He gave this scriptures to his father, his mother, his wife. He said, every one of us in the family are confessing the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, let's move on. There are so much. You see, commanding, very important, does not work when you do it for selfish reasons. Right? And that is why after you command, you must pray in tongues. Why? Tongues is a perfect way of praying according to the will of God. Romans 8:27 says that. If you pray in tongues, you pray according to the will of God. Which prayer will get answered? A prayer that is done according to the will of God. So after commanding for anything, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues, very important. Commanding does not work when you do it for selfish reason. Can I pray for my daughter? No, she likes to run. Okay, can I pray? In the name of Jesus, I command my daughter to come first in this race. Can I do that? It's the wrong way to do it. It's the wrong way. It's a selfish reason. You're putting others to disadvantage. So that's the wrong way to pray and a selfish way to pray. You don't pray like that. Romans 8 verse 27, as I said, you pray in tongues, you pray according to the perfect will of God. Now, does it mean if you're a Christian, you will not face a crisis or a problem? We're not saying that. But if a crisis and a problem comes, you will know how to handle it. Amen. You know how to take care of it. Praise God. God has made provision for us already on the cross for us to be free. He died so that you and I can live in freedom. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1, chapter 3 verse 12 says, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Will be persecuted. You live like this, you'll be persecuted. Maybe at office, you may not get a promotion. Maybe your colleagues may not like you because you're a Catholic, because you're a Christian. Maybe, I don't know, I'm just saying. Yeah, maybe because I'm a missionary, some countries may not give me the visa. That's a kind of a persecution. Some people may not accept me. Some groups may not accept me because of what I do. It's okay, it's persecution. All who desire to live godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But Romans 8:37 says, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are more than conquerors. No nation can shut its door to us. Cannot. Why? That is how we live. No nations can shut its door to you. If you want to go and preach the gospel, I go and preach the gospel. I've gone and preached the gospel to non-Christian nations, to Muslim nations. Yeah. God will open the door supernaturally. And that's how it is when you live a life with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, but thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Look at that. Thanks be to God who always leads us to be victorious in Christ. We are overcomers in Jesus Christ. We are designed, we are created for victory. Victory. We are victors. We are not victims. No, victors. And we want to live like that in victory all our life, victorious life. Yeah. The key is persistence. Persistence. Don't give up. Some people give up. Brother, I just did it yesterday. Aray Baba, pray a little more, no? Pray a little more in tongues. Command a little more in tongues. Some things God will bring breakthroughs. Overnight, instantly, some things may take a longer time. But what we do? We stand, fight the battle, and win the victory. That's why, remember, at the last webinar, I told you, we don't give you fish to eat at these webinars. We will teach you how to fish. Yeah. You learn to battle. You learn to pray. Who can fight your battle? You. We are fighting a battle too. Our son now is 19 years. You heard his story in the last webinar, but persistence, we are persisting. We believe our son, Michael, will become normal. Normal. Victorious life. Persistence. Focused. Believing the word of God. Praying on the word of God. Standing on the word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says, all the promises of God are yes and amen. Amen. Everything God has said in his word, he will do. He is able to do it. I stand there. I fight my battle. And you fight your battle. Who can fight your battle? Only you can fight your battle. Nobody else can fight your battle. They may pray one day for you, 2 days for you, 3 days for you. After that, they'll forget you. You need to learn to pray. You stand there. Pray in tongues. Command situations. command circumstances in your life, and you will realize you are gaining. You are gaining ground. You are gaining all the lost territory to the enemy. You are gaining it. You're gaining it. And finally, one fine day, the enemy will die. He'll be defeated, and you will be victorious. Amen. That's how the Christian life is. As I said, the secret is to keep commanding and praying in tongues. Persistence. You know, I had a wart on my left arm. Look at this. Big one, right? And, you know, someone also suggested laser surgery. You know what I did? I started commanding. Every day after my shower, I put my hand on this wart and I prayed just like this simple prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to die. Wither, fall away. And I prayed for 30 seconds in tongues. Every day. You know, brothers and sisters, I prayed like this for 6 months and I could see. I could see with my very eyes this wart becoming smaller, drying up, smaller and smaller. It encouraged me to keep on praying. After 6 months, completely gone. Even this is not there today. Completely vanished. You see? Just commanding. Just commanding. Command your body. Every organ in your body to function normally. Command it in the name of Jesus. Your liver is not functioning. Command it. Your kidneys are not functioning. Command it. The other day, one guy wrote to me from Shillong. You know, when I went there, I preached this to them. He wrote to me, brother, I have a stone in my kidney, and then tomorrow is the scan, etc., etc. I said, hey, before you go there, can you command the stone to dissolve? Disappear in the name of Jesus, pray in tongues, then you go. But you do this first. Jesus is the greatest physician. What he did? He did it. He commanded and he prayed in tongues. Next day he wrote to me, brother, the stone dissolved and vanished. Amen. Amen. The power of commanding and praying in tongues. 2 keys. Conclusion. See, we must learn to walk in God-given authority. God has given us authority. We saw in Luke chapter 9, 1 and 2. We saw in Luke chapter 10, verse 1. God has bestowed upon you and me authority. Learn to take authority over every single thing in your life. Bind a spirit. Cast it out. Can a layman? Yeah, you may be wondering. Can lay person bind spirits? Cast them out. Yes, of course. I have a book that tells us, you know, it is compiled by the Charismatic Renewal. Every layman and every laywoman can command any spirit. Simple. So I'm telling you, command in the name of Jesus. God has given you authority. Then commanding in the name of Jesus. Learn this. Commanding in the name of Jesus will bring victory and breakthroughs in your life. Learn. Go back to Acts chapter 16, verse 18. Take your Bible. Underline that word. See how Saint Paul commanded the spirit in that slave girl to leave. How did he command? In the name of Jesus Christ. What works here? Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven by which man can be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The power of Jesus. We don't pray. We don't use the name of Jesus much. Unfortunate. Command in the name of Jesus. So how does Paul pray? In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the spirit to leave you. It left her. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command. Command things. Situation, circumstances, weather. You know, I don't know what else. Everything you can command. That's why Jesus said, speak to the mountain. Say to this mountain, move from here to there, it will move. Whatever your mountain is, whatever, God can move it for you. And that's why Jesus said, nothing will be impossible for you. Amen. If you learn to pray like this, if you learn to pray like this, to command situation, to speak to the problem, don't take the problem to God. Speak to the problem. Don't take the problem to God. Don't make that mistake. God will not do what he has already told you to do. Speak to the problem. Learn. God has given you authority. He's given you power. Speak to it. It will disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. And please download those scriptures. We will put our website link there on your group. Go to it, download in any language you want. It's in 6 languages. Put it on your phone. It'll save your life. It'll save your family. It'll make you your life prosper and blessed. Your health will change. Your health will change. Amazing health you'll have. I am over 60 years old. Over 60. I enjoy amazing health. I have not seen a doctor in the last 5 years. I'm not on any medication. Nothing. Why? Life of God. The word of God. Praying in tongues. Living in the spirit. The life of God will flow into you. Jesus never fell sick. Show me one instance in the Bible where Jesus fell sick. He went to ICU. He was on ventilator. Never. See, the divine life of God will flow into you. There's another webinar. You should attend it. How to walk in divine health. There's another webinar. But my health is like this. Let me tell you, whatever people may say, my health is perfect. In the name of, confess the word of God and declare the word of God. Learn it. Speak it loud. Speak it loud. When you speak it, it happens. It changes things in your life. Yeah. And the last point, let me see. Pray in tongues. Those of you already have the gift of tongues, who came for the gift of tongues webinar, remember the first key is to pray in tongues, and the second key is to command in the name of Jesus. Pray more in tongues. Pray more in tongues. Pray more in tongues. We already gave you a lot of talks on tongues. Those of you already have it, you know, but you know, pray more in tongues. And those who didn't attend the webinar, just go to the YouTube. Go to the YouTube. It will bless you. Hundreds are going to the YouTube now to check out the videos. Do that. Share it with people. It brings life to you. That's called good news, right? It brings good news to you. Don't keep it to yourself. Share it. Share it with somebody. It will bring life to them. It will save their life. Pray more in tongues. Yeah. Lord Jesus, thank you for this evening, and thank you for my sisters and my brothers who desire to know the truth. Your word says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Yes, Lord. What keeps us in bondage, what keeps us in captivity is that we don't know the truth. Because when you know the truth, Lord, it will set us free. I thank you for my dear sisters and my dear brothers. Bless them, Lord. May they grasp this teaching. Put it into practice and see victories and breakthroughs in their life. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.